WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Cleaning up in a rural town nearly all leveled, debris everywhere after a Friday tornado in Silver City, Mississippi. At least 24 people were killed in the state from the twisters. In Silver City, Kristen George.
All of this glass shot down the hallway and peppered everybody, and they held up a door that hadn't been hung yet. They held up a door in the hallway to try to block some of that.
A couple of deaths after an explosion blew apart, leveled most of a chocolate factory in West Reading, Pennsylvania. Neighbors shaken.
The whole house was shaking. The lights were kind of flickering. I was really freaked out.
There's a search for several people missing. Russia's moving tactical nuclear weapons to its neighbor Belarus, says President Putin. The U.S. hasn't seen any indication that Russia's going to use them, so no U.S. changes are being made, says the White House. Another attack on a U.S. military base in Syria, a drone. No injuries, says U.S. Central Command. This is ABC News. Crews are working to restore about 500,000 power outages in parts of the Midwest after violent storms. Blocking this main highway in Tel Aviv, tens of thousands of Israeli protesters angry over Prime Minister Netanyahu's judicial overhaul proposal. It's the first major action of the new conservative government. Police used water cannons to break it up. Protests have been going on for weeks. Israel's defense ministry today called for an immediate and temporary halt to the judicial overhaul, citing concerns over national security. They're investigating the deadly explosion and fire at a chocolate factory in West Reading, Pennsylvania. Several people are missing. The blast leveled most of the building and neighbors heard it.
It was the loudest thing I've ever heard in my life, and it literally felt like the ground fell out from underneath you.
There were a couple of deaths, and now dogs and imaging equipment are being used to look for signs of life during the careful removal of debris. That investigation continues. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Dear hero, whoever you are, you save lives. I live with sickle cell and the pain and the issues that come along with sickle cell every day. I've had lots and lots of blood transfusions over my lifetime, probably in the hundreds. Blood helps me to be able to live.
My final tour was in Afghanistan in 2008. I was hit June 3rd. The next thing I remember, I woke up in Germany. The doctor came in and said, we're going to amputate your leg. I had to get a lot of blood transfusion to stay alive.
Because of you, I'm allowed to see my son grow up.
Because of you, I got a second chance at life.
Giving equals living. Give blood. Replenish the supply. Make an appointment to give today by visiting hhs.gov/giveblood. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Oh my gosh, it's more fun than a big block of Colby or Cheddar. The Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S. Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back. take me home. Thank you. Max Inc. Radio, we are local music, cruising round. That is Seeing Somebody. For Dana Perry's Train Keeps Rolling before that. Cruising Around, I really love this band a lot. And you can see them tomorrow at the Red Rooster for Dana Perry's album release party for her new album, Now and Then.
That's tomorrow?
That's tomorrow at the Red Rooster tour. So it's Cruising Around, Uncle Jim, Dana Perry.
Oh, that's going to be a great show.
It is. And you got to check it out. Dana Perry goes on tour. She's going to be gone for like a month, I think.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah. Pretty good. Hey, everybody, welcome to Max Inc. Radio, the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker Terry Barr.
Hello.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't forget, get that app on your phone, the Civic Media app. You can listen to all the shows.
Everywhere and anywhere, Jimmy K. We listened in Florida.
Yeah, exactly. Civicmedia.us. Hey, Bob Blastica is just 3 weeks away. The 27th anniversary of Maximum Inc. and Max Inc. And we're throwing a party at the Wisco Rocker April 15th. We're going to do a live radio broadcast. The three of us plus E-Dub.
A reunion. E-Dub's
going to join.
E-Dub is coming back.
Well, it's live radio at the Wisco. Of course, E-Dub's going to join.
Oh, that's going to be awesome.
A reunion.
Yeah, it is. Anyway, April 15th, we'll be live broadcasting. Rob will be here at the studio. We'll be at the Wisco from 6 to 9 doing the live broadcast. And then at 9 o'clock, Rocker, the music starts. The real party happens. Tell us about the bands.
Oh, that's right, Jimmy. Ironplow, my band, will open up the show for Eclipse Records recording artist Carbellion. And they're from Milwaukee, and that's going to be an amazing show. They have a brand new album out. And followed by another Milwaukee band, Wizard Hammer. And they're crazy. They got this guy who's an amazing bass player and great drummer, great band. It's going to be a lot of fun. Jimmy, you know what? You bring up Bomb Blaska every year. You know, I've been doing Bomb Blaska, which is Maximum Inc.'s anniversary party, since the year 2000, right?
Right.
Bomb Blaska 2000 was the first one. I was just looking at the poster for Bomb Blaska 2002. It's like going back in history, right? We did. Here's what we did then. 3 days, 16 bands, two cities, and free admission, right? We did it at the Globe in Milwaukee, and then also at the Annex here in Madison. And we even had the Electric Hellfire Club was one of the bands that we got. They were, you know, they're a huge national band at the time. And the Pipe Circus, Jimmy, you might remember them. Muzzy Luckton, Moon Gypsies, who they're going to be playing a show. We're going to be telling you they're going to be reuniting for one this summer. But I can't tell you about it yet.
Of course.
But it's in the process.
That was a tease. That was a good tease.
That was a really good tease.
Yeah, so we did Bomb Blastica. Used to be traveling between Milwaukee and Madison, and we even did one in Rockford.
We should bring this back.
I was going to ask, why aren't we doing this now?
We can hit Wausau.
You know, we're all just waking up from the pandemic.
That's what it is.
You know, we're
the pandemic.
Yeah. No, I don't know. That's a great idea. I mean,
hit the road, go to Wausau, hit Stevens Point.
Do some different cities every time.
I want to do one in Green Bay.
Dude,
Wausau. We got to do one. Maybe we'll do a Bomb Blaska in like every CM market.
That'd be fun.
That would be great. Let's go on tour.
Yes.
There we go.
Civic Media Tour, Saturday Night Tour.
I'm in.
There's somebody at the door, Viv.
844-967-2789.
That's our next guest. They're the little earthquakes. I can feel the ground trembling right now.
Oh, good.
844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Call us up. Say hi. Tell us what you're doing tonight. While we jam some Ja Boogie. Brand new music up from him on Max Inc. Radio.
When I wake up in the dawn and meditation goes into the highest spaces, when I'm walking through my garden and I'm feeding on the nations as you were, when I reason with the youth and thinking of my world of wickedness in my faces, when I'm looking through the crystal ball staring at the ancestors' faces, gotta work, 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 gotta work.
wake up in the dawning. Meditation goes into the highest spaces. Burn when I'm walking through my garden, and I'm feeding on the nations. I do earn when I reason with the youth, and making them aware of wickedness in high places. Burn when I look into the
That's All the Loving I Need, Shawn Michaels Dragon on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. How you doing, everybody? We've got the Devil's Lair coming up with Jay Goh in just a couple of minutes. Yes. Little Earthquakes are getting set up as well. Ooh. Have a chat with them. Terry, you're big kind of a cross promo event with Max Inc. Radio and Civic Media.
Yes.
Up in Nina is really cool.
No, this would be Rapids, Nakusa area.
Oh, Rapids.
Yeah. I know. Well, you know, the Civic Media rep, this network has grown so quickly, sometimes it's easy to get confused. Which station, where are we talking about? But yeah, this is going to be with WisCountry 105.5, basically out of Wisconsin Rapids, Nakusa. It's the second annual Hoozles Rise to Music Competition. Oh my goodness, they had so many people get into this last year that they think it's going to be bigger than ever this year. Happening at Hoozles at the Lakes. And yes, we're part of it. Of course, the Civic Media Network is part of it. And basically, if you go to the website, Rise to Music, you sign up to compete. And it goes on all summer.
There's prizes.
Tons of prizes. Yeah.
And of course,
I'll just say that because people like cash.
You could win some cash. That's a great prize.
Yes.
It satisfies everything.
Yeah. And the registration for any artists that want to compete, well, it's open now. So definitely register to do that. It's going to be so much fun. You can also get details. This is super easy. WisCountry.com. WisCountry.com. Go there and you'll be right easily directed to where to register.
How cool is that? Hometown Radio supporting a local artist competition where they can win some cash.
They get radio time. They get some gear. They get other shows that they can play, and even I believe they will get a chance to play at Hoozles at the Lakes, which is beautiful and a great venue. They get to play there every single week later in the summer.
How cool is that? All right, check it out there. We'll have more updates on that as we get closer to the event, I'm sure. Rocker, you requested to play some Smokin' with Superman for our next guest. Why not? This is E-Funk on Max Inc. Radio. Yeah. Spoken with Superman. We are Local Music, Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, three Madison locations, Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Willie Street. You can shop online at IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. And by the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie, a really cool locally owned restaurant, tavern, and brewery. They're going to have some live music there, too, on the patio in the spring. Look out for that. Get the details right now at FullMileBeerCompany.com. And by Forward Craft and Coffee, we pour it all at Wood Avenue in Madison. To get more details at ForwardCraft.com.
Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
You are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. You are listening to local music from Wisconsin.
Happy Saturday night, everybody.
This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Local music from Wisconsin. Live in the Devil's Lair. Happy Saturday night, everybody, on the Civic Media Radio Network. This is Max Inc. Radio, original local music from Wisconsin. Live at the Devil's Lair with Jake O coming up in just a couple of minutes. But right now, here's Rocker to introduce our next guest.
Jimmy, during the lockdown, little earthquakes gathered in a converted chicken coop on a rural Wisconsin farm to write and record their debut album, Promises. And the five-piece original group from Madison is ready to share it with the public. Annie, Shannon, and Brett have stopped by the studio. Actually, Shannon's on the phone tonight to tell us all about the upcoming album and the release show at the Burr Oak on April 6th, along with guests Pink Halo. Annie, Brett, Shannon, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you.
Great.
Great to have you all here.
Oh my gosh, thanks for having us.
Make sure Shannon's here on the phone. Are you with us there, sir?
How do you describe
Great.
Okay, so for our listeners who may not be familiar, how do you describe Little Earthquakes? How did you come to be in a converted chicken coop? I love this story. Give us the backstory. Give us all the scoop.
Or poop.
Sure, I knew you were going to say it. Tell us more.
Shannon, you want to start this one off?
And Mark and
I had played
Before. Brett and Mark had played together in a band before, and we'd had a reunion show for that band, and part of that process was getting ready for that, we started playing together, and we'd come down, we'd meet at Mark, the drummer had bought a place in Cambridge, a farm, and we started playing in his barn.
You can't feel your fingers.
And then over the course of time, as things got colder, we decided we can't play in the barn in the middle of winter.
You can't feel your fingers.
But he had this old chicken coop. And so once COVID hit, some project that kept us together and kept us working together was taking and tearing that thing apart. Putting in a new floor, putting in new walls in it, getting it actually so it turns out it's a beautiful space. Great recording environment. That was our pod. The ball would disappear there over the course of a couple years.
That is great. What a story.
It was good. Andy calls it our West Elm chicken coop. It's very fancy.
Dwell magazine.
Okay, so chicken coops, how did you meet?
Fancy chicken coop.
It has something to do with some old Smokey for Superman band. Okay, so Brett, now tell us, how did you meet Annie? And it has something to do with some old Smokin' for Superman band?
Smokin' for Superman, we were asked to play Funk Out Cancer. Appalachia approached just about it, and it was a really good cause. So we got everyone back together, and Shannon and I and Mark had been playing for, you know, a year or so. We weren't really sure where that was going to go. And so then we had our first rehearsal with Joy Draglin, brought in some backup singers, and we were rehearsing.
We all went out for dinner.
I was just kind of looking over at Annie and like, who is this girl? Like, this might be a good fit for our band.
And then
we all went out for dinner afterwards. Annie wasn't there. I was sitting next to Joy, and Joy is like, you guys should really get Annie in your band. And we made the phone call, and how excited that's kind of how it went
down. Just made it happen. That's a great story.
It is.
Tell us about the recording of the album during the lockdown, and how excited you have to be to finally be able to release it to the people.
I've never been in a music project where we took on the recording ourselves. So we were recording everything. So it was, I don't know, it was a big learning curve. Shannon, what do you?
The process itself was that was really liberating. You know, like we were able to take time with the recording in a way that we never had been able to before. During lockdown, we had all the time in the world. So we kind of took advantage of that. But in the end, what that meant is we recorded it, realized we could get better sounds on a couple of the instruments and drums, re-recorded everything, and then did mix down, got it ready to go. So I think at this point, we're super anxious to get it.
And then maybe we re-recorded it again.
We recorded things, it felt like.
Two or three times.
Many times.
But at this point, you must be so proud. And as you were saying, we can't wait to get this out there now.
I feel like we're kind of excited for the next album because I think we got things kind of dialed in where we're pretty happy with how things are sounding.
It took some time for us to figure out like what the sound we make together is like writing together. When I first joined, there were I think like six or so songs already written that I just wrote melodies and lyrics and harmonies too. But then really when we started writing together and so Science, our synth and keyboard player, kind of joined back up with us,
I think we'll just continue to evolve.
Things got like really magical at that point. So really I think now going forward, so it's just going to be,
I feel like all this,
I think we'll just continue to evolve like how we write and how we sound, which is really exciting.
Oh, that's great.
So this was like, I feel like all this music that's on this album, it's like, it's got so many different vibes to it. It's like different generations of how we evolved. And you can hear that in the different, like, there's just so many different sounds.
Oh my gosh.
Congratulations. Yes.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah. You got the show coming up with Pink Halo. Tell us about that band.
Pink Halo. Oh my gosh. I can't believe they said yes. They are such a hot band. They're a really fun, like, indie pop, electro indie pop duo. One of the members, Julian, is also kind of a multi instrumentalist in the band Kainalu. And they are just like doing amazing things right now. They just released an album. I'm so excited to play with them. And I just, I'm like, just, I feel really blessed that they said yes to doing this show with us. I think it's just going to be like, people are not going to be able to like sit in chairs during this show.
Oh, those are the best.
It's going to be a standing show. And oh, we're doing it at the Burr Oak, which is like,
Madison needs,
I just love that venue. It's small, but it's like, feels like home. It feels like the kind of venue that Madison needs more of. I kind of like grew up bartending at the King Club, and I miss that place so much.
I remember the King Club.
Mm-hmm. That was always a good time.
Oh man, yeah. I worked there like four nights a week for like 3 or 4 years. It was like the best.
The show
was
at the Burr Oak.
So
that's
that
Madison.
Feels like, you know, kind of like,
you will have CDs,
a place I want to have,
right?
As a musical home.
Yeah. Well, okay. The show is at the Burr Oak. That's Madison. April 6th. You will have CDs or records, right?
We will have vinyl. Yeah.
Okay. That is amazing. Wow, you guys.
Yeah, we're so excited.
And where can people, along with going to the show, because obviously that's what we want, go buy the vinyl at your show, go hear these guys, where could people also find the band and the new album?
Our Bandcamp is a great place to go. That's a great way to support us and the music we're making. You can pre-order our vinyl on Bandcamp, and you will get a signed copy, actually, that you can pick up at the show, or we can ship it to you if you're not in Madison. And you get a sticker.
Hey, that's
cool. The sticker's a clincher there.
But you can also download the MP3s there. Also, we're on all the streams. Will be on all the streaming services. We have three singles out that you can listen to now.
Perfect.
And then the full album comes out end of this month.
I think. Yeah, goes live on Friday on the streaming.
Oh,
nice.
So yeah.
And of course, Bandcamp. I'm sorry, Shannon. Go ahead.
Spinning the tracks.
I just special sneak preview goes up a little bit before the show.
Excellent. People also get their sneak previews here on Max Inc. Radio because we've been spinning the tracks for a few weeks now. Annie, Brett, Shannon, thank you so much
for
coming into the studio tonight and calling in, Shannon. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
And thanks for having us.
Congratulations.
Thanks so much for having us.
It's Max Inc. Radio.
Excellent. Let's hear some music. I love this album, the three songs that I've heard so far. This is Little Earthquakes, Digital Cowboy. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Oh,
We Are Local Music, Little Earthquakes. The song is called Eggshells. Grab the advanced single right now and pre-order your vinyl.
Max Inc. Radio, We Are Local Music, Little Earthquakes. The song is called Eggshells. Grab the advanced single right now and pre-order your vinyl on Bandcamp. Thanks to Annie, Brett, and Shannon for coming on the show tonight. Stick around live in the Devil's Lair with Jake O. It's coming up in just a few minutes. It's Max Inc. Radio.
Radio for the people. Hey, Mrs. K, get off Mr. K. Listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
Are you looking for a great way to get into shape this year and have a fun time doing it? Then look no further than Leviathan Jiu-Jitsu in Sun Prairie, just off of Highway 19 behind Gus's Diner. Leviathan Jiu-Jitsu offers students a challenging curriculum and a safe and family-friendly environment for all ages. Kids' classes are offered Monday through Thursday from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. with an emphasis on bullyproofing. Veterans and first responders receive a 22% discount on the cost of membership and on other service. Check us out online at leviathanbjj.gymdesk.com.
This is Monica from Fox. And you're listening to Max Inc. Radio.
Consider Radio for the people.
And can find on anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at lls.org.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.